Hello, my friend. Yesterday I talked to you about energy and I explained my agitated morning. And today I want to take that a step further because sometimes being agitated, and I'm just going to use that state, is a very productive place. I've talked in the past about the flow cycle, flow being our optimal state, right, where we feel and perform our best. Well, we can't always be in this peak state. In fact, there's a cycle. And the cycle, one of the areas of the cycle is the struggle phase. After struggle, we have release, where we let go, and then there's flow, and then there's recovery. But I want to talk about the struggle phase, because for me, struggle for me is often feels like there's agitation. This is very, very fruitful. And I've learned that it's in agitation that stuff is working its way out, right? Agitation often for me is a sign that I am challenging myself, that I'm doing something that is uncomfortable and unfamiliar. How often do you feel that way? In my book, On the Verge, I call these ripe opportunities. In a ripe opportunity, it's where we are pressing the boundaries of what we're comfortable doing and what we know how to do. Oftentimes, it's our tendency to run the hell away from ripe opportunities. They're scary as hell. Doing stuff we don't know how to do, doing stuff that we're not familiar with, is not fun, but it's often in that agitation, in that discomfort, in the challenge that we break through to insight, to creativities, to ahas, to these moments of glory. So the whole idea of this message today is just to ask the question, what does it feel like for you when you are in a ripe opportunity, when you are in challenge, when you are challenging yourself or being challenged to do something you're not comfortable with or that is unfamiliar? What does that feel like? What does it bring up for you physically, mentally, and emotionally? This is all part of mental fitness, my friends. It's understanding how we build strength, how we cultivate clarity and calm in our lives so that we can move through our day in a way that is healthy and helpful for ourselves, for our profession, for our families, for the world. Ripe opportunities. I leave you with this pithy saying because you can realize it, like, oh, okay, I'm probably in a ripe opportunity right now. So in my agitation, I was talking about yesterday, I was agitated because I was doing a couple of things that I hadn't done before to build my new business. I was doing a Facebook Live on a topic that I had never talked about before publicly, which are psychobiotics. Psychobiotics being the food and fuel to improve our gut-brain connection. I am still learning about this, and I was talking about it publicly, and it made me really uncomfortable and agitated to even think about doing it. I did it. It wasn't pretty, I have to tell you, but I did it. And after I did it, I let go of the agitation a bit. I realized that I was agitated because I was challenging myself. How about you? In what area are you leaning in right now? And if you're not, what area is being called you to lean in? Where do you need to challenge yourself a little bit? Where are your ripe opportunities that are just begging you to attend to? Remember, when you push into the unfamiliar and the uncomfortable, something's going to come up for you physically. You know, you may feel like you want to throw up. That's a good indication you're in a ripe opportunity. Stay there. Stay in the agitation. Stay in the uncertainty. Stay in the self-doubt. Stay and get to know what it feels like for you to be in that sweet spot of challenge. That's where you break through. It's where I break through. Listen, I did what I needed to do yesterday and showed up for the Facebook Live. It wasn't pretty. I'm sure I'll look back and think, oh my God, I can't believe I actually put that out there. But what the hell? Like, I got to start somewhere. And you have to start somewhere. So I'm getting a little edgy with you this week because I'm edgy myself. And here's the deal. On the other side of the ripe opportunity, there's growth. There's growth. There is insight. There's learning. And this is the way we continue to expand and evolve in our lives. So here's to our ripe opportunities. Here's to screwing up. Here's to not being so good. Here's to being uncomfortable. Here's to agitation. Why not? Why not? We have this one life to live. So we might as well just push all the boundaries and the edges possible. Thank you for joining me. Thank you. And please share this with a friend. Maybe there's someone in your life that needs to hear this message or a message, one of the messages. This is the way this show grows. It's the only way that I can grow is with your help, your reviews, and your shares. I so appreciate you. Have a fantastic day. Go out there and get uncomfortable. Take care.